Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by UC Santa Cruz, chosen by the National Cancer Institute to launch the Cancer Genomics Hub in the quest to decode cancer. More information available at ucsc.edu.
It's hard to describe how I feel as a 38-year-old African-American woman in the era of the Obamas. I am an audacious dreamer and have invested my life in encouraging and equipping others to create a life without limits. But it wasn't until President Barack Obama was reelected that I realized I had the capacity to believe for everything except an African-American president. I was raised by parents who came of age in the 1960s, during the time in which the revolution would not be televised. My generation took over right where my parents left off and traded the Watts riots for the Rodney King riots, and some 27 years later, we still couldn't all just get along. I lived in a black affluent area of Los Angeles called Baldwin Hills, but I wasn't black enough to fit in on Palmwood Drive in the jungles, where my best friend and Denzel Washington's Training Day character resided. I was too black for my classmates in the Pacific Palisades, where the senator's children and their Secret Service agents were my peers. In my lifetime, I couldn't buy a greeting card or purchase a children's doll that reflected who I am. And like the Barry that existed before the world knew about Barack, I would prefer to simply be called Jay because my classmates either couldn't or wouldn't correctly pronounce Jamila. Now I am often overwhelmed by the privilege I have of turning to our nation's first family to see a mirror image of my own, complete with two daughters who wear cornrows in their hair. I've learned that we all want to give and receive love, to grow, realize our dreams, and know that our life matters. The era of the Obamas has given me the confidence to look my two girls and all of our children of every race, gender, and ethnicity in the eye and tell them that they can and mean it. With a perspective, I am Jamila Chambers.